This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At the height of the pandemic, state and federal governments gave rural hospitals hundreds of billions of dollars in aid, both to help with staffing and to help handle increased patient loads. That aid, for the most part, has dried up, and those hospitals are now seeing fewer patients. And now, in some states, especially Texas and others that haven't expanded Medicaid, there is a real risk of hospital closures. A new federal lifeline, though, is offering millions of dollars to help keep their emergency rooms open. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall went out to East Texas to do some reporting.
So this is our ER. This is our nurse's
station. Ashley London walks me through St. Luke's Memorial Hospital in San Augustine, Texas, a town of about 2,000 people. She explains what the hospital can do.
We have an OB room, so if we had a mom coming in who was pregnant, having some kind of difficulty, that's where we could do a delivery.
And what the hospital can't do anymore, that is.
So this is our psych observation room. But because of our change in staffing, that's not a patient that we can keep here because I can't afford to have one nurse tied up with one patient with one-on-one observation.
London is in charge of patient services here at the small single-story red brick hospital. It's hard work, doing more with less to provide the best medical care possible to this remote area, roughly 20 miles from the Louisiana border. Lately, they just haven't seen many patients, just one a day on average, forcing them to eliminate inpatient services and jobs.
We lost a total of 17 in the facility.
Nearly a third of its staff. London tears up when we discuss layoffs, but she understands the cuts are necessary so the hospital can keep its doors open for emergencies and some outpatient services like radiology and physical therapy. While patient volume has been down, costs are up. Monty Bostwick is president of St. Luke's East Texas Hospitals.
And when you're already operating at a deficit, if you see your operating expenses going up, but there's no more money coming in, then let's see what else we can do.
What they did was take advantage of a new pot of government money, specifically for rural emergency hospitals. The hospital in San Augustine was already getting government cash through a program that required them to have inpatient beds. The new program allows them to eliminate inpatient care and keep their funding. But Bostwick says it won't be enough.
We still anticipate operating at a negative deficit.
Bostwick and others are trying to avoid the fate of the 76 rural hospitals that have closed nationwide since 2010, which is especially important to this community's aging population, including longtime resident Wesley Hoyt, who has relied on this hospital since he was in high school in the 1960s.
I had an accident up here at a field house where one of those huge circular fans struck me in the head. They brought me here to this hospital.
Just a few years back, Hoyt had another crisis.
When I started getting dressed, I noticed that my left side suddenly, it just went numb.
He got a ride to the hospital.
10, 15 minutes, they had run me into a CT scan.
Because of the scan, they were able to give him a treatment to minimize the effects of the stroke. They gave it to him before he was flown to the Veterans Hospital in Houston. He says without that treatment, he might have ended up paralyzed.
Had it not been for the quick-thinking women up here at this hospital, I mean, they literally saved my life.
One of the quick-thinking women behind the San Augustine emergency room is Penny Russell, a battle-tested nurse practitioner.
It is stressful in the middle of the night when there's four people in the whole hospital, and your lab radiology tech is trying to perform their job, and you have five or seven patients.
It's on her to handle whatever comes through the door, an emergency tracheotomy, delivering a 27-week-old preemie, the aftermath of an oil rig explosion or wood chip mill accident.
I have had those patients that you can't get them out of here, and there's nothing you can do, and you accept that you do the best you can do, and you pray a lot.
With a bare-bones staff, it's on her and her colleagues to be prepared for anything. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.